Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, in carrying our now we're into January and the bills come due theme, we thought we'd talk about some high-value dollar stretcher, if you will, wines. I talked about some reds last week, and you're going to help us with a few white wine values that will help tide us over as we get into spring.
Oh, I can't wait. But, Hugh, I drink white wine all year now. I think I crave nice cold wine pouring down my throat.
Right.
So white wine fills the bill. Here's several, and it's kind of a shopping list. So if you can go to our website and print out our recommendations, you can go shopping and save some money. The first is called Labicia Chardonnay, and this is from Tierra del Castilla in Spain.
Okay.
And Chardonnay is not a main grape in Spain, but given the international demand for it, it is starting to show up. This is a bone dry on oak Chardonnay with strong mineral components, and the wine has more of a glossy, thick texture than you think it would have a right to have.
Really?
Yeah, so there's some real substance and some real body to it. Quite dry, a good sipping wine, but I think it has enough character to get invited to dinner. So that's Labicia Chardonnay from Spain at $11.
Oh, deal.
That's the big deal. Okay, here's a really nice one that I liked from Les Hautes de Genil, which is in France. It's in the Côte Catalane, which is in the very southern part of Languedoc-Roussillon,
okay,
right on the Spanish border. This is 2022 vintage, $14, and here this is going to be my wine of the week. It is white Grenache and Sauvignon Blanc. Huh?
Interesting.
Yeah, you just made the same face I did. Well, that's what they're doing, and this is a really nice wine. Its aroma is very much old school white Côte de Rhône.
Okay.
Which is a little, kind of funky, a little gamey. Mm-hmm. Some people say it smells like elementary school glue. But the nose is totally different from the palate, which I thought was just delicious. There's a real sweetness to it here. There's things like yellow pears and vanilla toffee. And a little hint of lemon in the end. Very complex, and for the money, this was just a fabulous wine. Don't smell it, just drink it. Les Hautes de Genil, Côte Catalane from France. Now, as I was shopping, I noticed a whole lot of old friends that I really, really like, and I'll just mention them in passing, and we'll put it on the list, too. Lone Birch from Yakima Valley in Washington is a very good producer of good wine at a good price. Their Pinot Grigio is excellent. So $15, I recommend it. Delas Frere from the south of France, very famous name, and they are a very reliable producer. But they also have some good bargain wines. Their Viognier from the Vin de Pays d'Oc is only $14, and I've had it. We reviewed it a few months ago. Mm. It's very, very nice. Of course, a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand is always going to be interesting. Here's one from Ranga. Duran Duran.
Okay.
Ranga, Sauvignon Blanc, Marlboro, $14. So you're not going to go wrong. Our friends at Bogle in Sonoma are turning out Chenin Blanc, and I'm really glad to see that because it's a underrated grape, in my opinion.
I agree.
We need to see a lot more. And finally, from Portugal, my beloved Portugal, Casal Garcia Vinho Verde. Non-vintage, $10. Folks, if you haven't tried Vinho Verde, get with it. This is just fabulous white wine. Very light, very, very pleasant to drink. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.